My name is Dustin Chickerell Baird. I am the communications director for the North Carolina Sierra Club.
And were you present at that meeting?
I was.
Okay. Well, could you tell me a little bit about what went on?
Sure. So the Energy Policy Council is a group that advises the governor regarding energy policy in the state. At that meeting, DEQ Secretary Don Vandervaart presented a recommendation to the EPC that would allow nuclear energy to be included in the state's renewable energy portfolio standard. The committee itself recognized the controversial nature of this and decided to wait and take it up at the next meeting rather than considering that as part of a block of other recommendations. So this is going to still come back up, but no vote was actually held yesterday.
And okay, so let's say that the Energy Policy Council adopts it and votes for it, and I'm not sure what the sense was of what they would do in the room. What does that mean? Does that mean it becomes a recommendation that the governor then recommends some sort of piece of legislation?
Yeah, very close. If this were to pass the Energy Policy Council, it would be considered a recommendation from that body to the governor. While the governor can't introduce legislation, the governor still has a legislative agenda, and this would be the first sign from the McCrory administration attacking clean energy policies in North Carolina. In the past few years, we've seen several attacks on the renewable energy portfolio standard from the legislature, but this would be the first executive action trying to undermine clean energy policies in the state that we've seen since Governor McCrory took office.
At one point, natural gas was proposed to be permitted as part of the 12% requirement as well. Is that right?
Yeah, so that was part of the initial recommendation from this committee. So there's actually a committee as part of the Energy Policy Council that this was initially considered by, and that recommendation came to the full council. And while they passed on the vote, the initial recommendation in that committee would have included natural gas as well. So it was interesting to see not only nuclear at one point, but also a fossil fuel being promoted by the state's premier environmental watchdog as being a clean energy source. And that's kind of surreal.
So there was also a proposal to require state permits for solar farms.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, North Carolina has become a national leader in solar energy. What's driving that is that we have these utility-scale solar farms popping up all across the state, and it's become really beneficial to farmers who may not be able to have as much success farming crops as they once had, but they now have the ability to lease this land to generate clean energy, to make money from it, to keep that land in the family, and then also retain that value and possibility of farming in the future. So we've seen huge success in solar industry, and there was another recommendation in the Energy Policy Council, which wasn't considered this meeting but likely considered at the next, that would create a bonding requirement for those sorts of solar farms. And this is just another effort to undermine this solar success that we've had, add additional requirements, and throw more bureaucratic red tape for farmers who want to make money off of their land.
Were you guys able to speak at these meetings, and what is your take on them?
We definitely promote all forms of clean energy, and we are encouraging of state policies that move us to a clean energy future and reduce our dependence on fossil fuels, which are harmful and polluting. The renewable energy portfolio has served our state well and brought jobs and investment to our state. And our sense is that the governor should abandon this attempt to undermine the clean energy policies here in North Carolina. It should also be said that nuclear energy is not clean energy. It's dangerous, it's expensive, and it's not worth the risk. And in regards to natural gas, it's a fossil fuel that's not clean energy. And we have a policy on the books that's helping our state responsibly meet its energy needs, and it should not be undermined by the governor's advisory body.
What do you think this says about DEQ itself and their priorities?
It appears that the McCrory administration and DEQ is joining and siding with special interests that want to kill North Carolina's clean energy success. It's been booming here in recent years, and rather than promote that, we've seen time and time again efforts to undermine existing policies. And that's just really unfortunate, especially for the public who deserve better. There was some discussion about why nuclear energy should be added, and the argument was made that it's baseload energy, right? And detractors or people who are promoting this will say, you know, the reason we need nuclear is because the sun doesn't always shine, the wind doesn't always blow, renewables are intermittent. And I think the thing to remember in that regard is that energy storage is coming a long way. If you look at the Asheville plant, Duke Energy is adding utility-scale storage there. that does, and if this is more broadly incorporated, it'll allow us to store clean energy and bring it online when it's needed, when maybe there is peak demand or we need greater baseload capacity. So just kind of keep that in mind as you're thinking about these two different types of energy mixes of baseload and utility scale storage and things like that.